Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Kiddushin Daf Yud Beis, Kiddushin 12a, pagination is 23. We're starting from the middle of the line Omar Shmuel, which can be found about 12 lines from the bottom. A delightfully complex topic called Shema Shava Pruta Bemadai. Maybe it's worth a pruta in some other country. The concept is that when a person does kiddushin, the value of the item that he uses for kiddushin has to be a shave pruta, a basic minimal value. For argument's sake, we could call it a nickel, a dime, a quarter, whatever the number is for the pruta. And it's based on the price of silver at the time. What happens if in our country, in our city, it is not a shava pruta, but it might be worth a shava pruta somewhere else? And the question that is discussed by the Rishonim and the Poskim is, what is the reason for this concern, which we'll see in a moment in the text? Is it because we're worried that someone from that country will see a kiddushin take place with that item, like a single date? And he'll see that we say over here that it's not a kiddushin, so he'll go back to his country and he'll think that kiddushin with a date is not a kiddushin. And really, in his country, a date is more expensive and it is a kiddushin. In other words, it's entirely a rabbinic type of protective measure, but really, it's not a kiddushin because in our city, it's not worth a pruta. Or, is the concept over here that since it's worth money in a different location, she could exchange it for a pruta if she was traveling anyway to that country or had somebody traveling to that country? She could send this item, have it exchanged for a pruta, and when he comes back, if he's going anyway and he's coming back anyway, she could end up with a pruta in exchange for this item, and therefore on some level it is a shave pruta. Combine that, or independently, with the other concept that she might actually, through her acceptance, be saying, L'didi shaveli. To me, it's worth a pruta. I like this item. It's a jelly bean. I really like jelly beans. Even though you only gave me one, and the entire box is bought at a nominal price, but one is worth it for me. It's l'didi shaveli. It's worth it for me, possibly combined with the fact that it does have a pruta value in some location. In which case, it possibly could be, on some level, a valid kiddushin right here, perhaps. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Kitcha betamra, if the man used a date for kiddushin, afilu omid kur tamorim bedinner, even if an entire pile of dates would cost a dinner, which means by extrapolation that an individual date is not worth a pruta, or even close, mikudeshes, it's a good kiddushin, according to Shmuel, chayshinon, based on the concern, shema shave pruta b'modai, maybe it is worth a pruta in some other country. V'anan tenan beis hillel omrim bepruta uveshave pruta. The Gemara objects and says that our Mishnah told us it has to be a pruta. And the Gemara answers, Lokasha, don't let that worry you. Habikidushe vade, habikidushe safek. Indeed, Shmuel was not saying that it's truly a mekudeshes, and if someone else, a second man, would be mekadesh her, she would indeed require a get from both men, because we're not sure who she's married to, if she wants to go marry a third person. But when we say mikudeshes, it means that we require a get and cannot simply discard the kiddushin because it is not a shaveh pruta. The Gemara says a story that's compatible with this ruling. Hahu gavro, there was a story, the iktish bezavda de oridi, that he was mekadesh with a certain clump of soft cloth or the like. Yosef Rav Simi Bar Chia Kamei de Rav, and Rav Simi Bar Chia was analyzing I ispa shavapruta in I lo lo, whether it has a shavapruta. And they asked him, V'omar Shmuel Chayshinon. Shmuel told us that we're worried it might be worth a pruta somewhere else. So we're going to require a get anyway. What are you spending so much time on? Lokasha habikidushe vade habikidushe safek. He wanted to know if it's a valid kiddushin or not definitively. Both, if she wants to marry somebody else, does she need a get from this man? And secondly, if she wants to stay with this man, would we require a new kiddushin to be definitive? Or does this indeed have a shavapruta and the kiddushin is good? So far, we're working with Shmuel's approach that even if it's not a shavapruta here, it might be worth a shavapruta somewhere else. And that would create a suffix kiddushin. It would create a concern. Hahu gavra, there was another story of a man, da aktish ba'avna de kuchla, he used a piece of colored marble for kiddushin. Yosef Rav Chista sat, v'komesh sha'ir lei, and he was analyzing, I ispe shavapruta in ilo lo. If it has a shavapruta, then it'll be a kiddushin, otherwise not. Asks the Gemara, v'ilespe shavapruta lo, v'omar Shmuel chayshinon. Why aren't you concerned with Rav Chista's rule? Shema shava pruta b'madei. Maybe it's worth a pruta somewhere else. And unlike the previous story where we said, correct, we're just clarifying if it's a definitive kiddushin or not, over here the Gemara answers, Rav Chista lo savar le de Shmuel. Rav Chista doesn't hold of Shmuel. Shmuel's ruling was up for dissent, and Rav Chista disagreed, and if he found that it was not a shavapruta here, he would have discarded the kiddushin. Amra le'imei, his mother, the first man's mother, said to Rav Chista, "V'ahu yomo dekitcha ave shavapruta." It was a shavapruta on that day. Amar lo, Rav Chista responded to her, "Lavko kiminoch da'asarta lo abasra." You have no power to forbid her to the second man. Apparently, a second man came and was mekadesh this woman, and based on the first man's mother's testimony, they want to make it a good kiddushin. Rav Chista says that doesn't work. Let's move on to the second side of the daf at the end of the fourth line. Amri le rabbanan le Rav Chista. The rabbi said to Rav Chista, "Amai." Why aren't you willing to take into account that it might have been a shavapruta? There are people in a different area who say that there is testimony that the market value of this item was a pruta on that date. And he responded, "Come on, I don't have these edim in front of me. I don't know from them. I'm able to paskin based on my knowledge to the extent that I know. Had the Edom come, we would discuss it, but they're not here." The Gemara continues a few lines later. Ishtara me'ahi mishpacha besura. There were some people from that family in the city of Sura, meaning she stayed with the second man, because Rav Chista Paskin, that's the real husband, because the first one wasn't a shavapruta. Uposhu rabbonon mino. And the rabbi stayed clear of that family as far as shiduchim went. V'lav mishum desvirale the Shmuel, not because they were so into Shmuel, Shema Shava Pruta B'Madai, that concern is something that they may have accepted Rav Chista's rejection of Shmuel's ruling. But because they agreed with Abaya and Rava that if there are witnesses in the next town who say that it was a Shava Pruta, you can't so casually permit her to the second man, because those witnesses have to be checked into, because based on a witness who says that it was a Shava Pruta in this town on that date, we would in fact rule that she's married to the first man. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.